Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with an analysis of the President's proposals today to stop Wall Street speculation, which is driving up the price of gasoline as much as 40%. Michael Greenberger, the former Director of Trading and Markets at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, who have oversight over trading commodities, joins us to discuss whether these proposals, assuming they're enacted, will stop the gouging at the pump by Wall Street predators and parasites. Then we will assess the recent summit of the Americas in Colombia that was upstaged by a minor scandal involving Obama's Secret Service detail that the conservative media have been trying to tie to the president and milk for all it's worth. We will get a critique on what actually transpired amongst the hemisphere's leaders and how much the U.S. is being left behind. Elizabeth Dickinson, who writes the underreported column for the World Affairs Journal, where she has an article, "At the Summit of the Americas, Washington Looks Behind the Times," joins us. Then finally, we are joined in the studio by UCLA historian James Gelvin, an expert on Syria and the Middle East, who has a new book, The Arab Uprising, What Everyone Needs to Know. We will discuss the misreading and misunderstanding of the so-called Arab Spring that is prevalent in the West and the media, and the various revolutions in the region, and get a sobering briefing on the future of Syria. Joining us now is Professor Michael Greenberger. He's the director of the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland and a professor of law, professor at the School of Law, where he teaches constitutional law in a seminar on futures, options, and derivatives. In 1999, Professor Greenberger became counsel to the United States Attorney General, and after that, the Justice Department's principal deputy associate attorney general. In 1997, Professor Greenberger became the director of the Division of Trading and Markets at the Commodities Future Trading Commission with responsibility for supervising exchange-traded futures and derivatives. He also served on the steering committee of the President's Working Group on Financial Markets and as a member of the International Organization of Securities Commission's Hedge Fund Task Force. Welcome to Background Briefing, Professor Michael Greenberger.
Good to talk to you again.
And it does feel like the President finally sort of stepped up to the podium and got ahead of this issue over the price of gas. He's being hammered for months now by the Republicans, blaming everything on the president, except the real issue, which is speculation on Wall Street. And finally, the president has addressed that.
Yes, that's right. As I've mentioned to you before, the president has actually been pretty good on this issue when he was campaigning in June of 2008, and oil was at a world record high. He called out speculation, said it should be stopped. On April 21st, 2011, when the oil had reached 110, he called for an investigation of market manipulation to be led by the Attorney General. He reconstituted that task force again in March of 2012, but today he really made it a centerpiece of his thinking on this issue and has called for putting more cops on the beat, as he said. He analogized this to the Enron manipulation of the electricity market in 1999 and 2000 with regard to the West Coast, and I think he is really very much on target for where he wants to go on this issue.
So having worked in the Clinton administration, Clinton was always pretty fast on his feet. You think that the president has met this challenge? Because some time ago, John Boehner, the Republican House leader, said this is our issue, and they've clearly been hammering him at it with all of this drill baby drill stuff that's completely irrelevant.
Senate Minority Leader McConnell today said, oh, this will poll well, but it's a political move. The Republicans right now will not be supportive of this common sense set of proposals, but I think they endanger themselves. This is not taking a position that we need drilling when the U.S. is a net exporter of oil. And anybody who's in these markets will tell you we have tons of oil in reserve that we're not using. This is clearly a market that's been supported by gambling, nothing more, nothing less, and sending false demand signals to the market. So I think the president has begun to get on top of this issue, but I think there are certain actions that can be taken even short of legislation. And I'm hoping that the president, by bringing up some of the key actors in his administration today and having them stand by his side, is sending a message to them as well to get moving on this issue ASAP.
So, again, I'm speaking with Michael Greenberger, the former director of markets and trading at the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, about the president's announcements today, where he singled out oil market manipulation and called for penalties. The kind of money that he's asking for, $52 million, of course, is a drop in the bucket.
It's a drop in the bucket. You're absolutely right.
The Republicans aren't going to cooperate. I mean, look what happened with the Buffett rule. It lasted a few minutes in the Senate. I mean, they are slapping this stuff down.
I think, well, that clearly is a big danger here, that the Republicans will be obstructive. But in terms of this blaming the president for not drilling enough when the U.S. is a net exporter of oil, the Saudis have agreed to do further exploration and development to the tune of 25% of their present production. Nothing seems to answer this question from a supply-demand side perspective, and it will only be, there's just massive, $500 billion of gambling going on in this market that's essentially sending false demand signals to the market that don't really reflect the fact that we're awash in oil. And the president has at least set down a marker that answers the drill, baby, drill simplicity that the Republicans have pushed on the American nation.
So what's working, though? Drill, baby, drill, or you're being gouged by these predators and parasites on Wall Street?
I think that the experience has been in the summer of 2008, when oil went up to $147, we're somewhere around $105 now. So there's a long way to go to the world record. But when it hit the world record in 2008, the American public really came to the conclusion, which I think they'll come to very quickly again, that this is all driven by Wall Street speculation and not by a failure of production. You don't hear ExxonMobil screaming for more production. They really can't do more production. They're closing down facilities rather than opening them up. There's enough oil to go around here. The CEO of ExxonMobil in April of 2011, when oil was at 110, said the price should be between 60 and 70. They know that they're along for a ride here, that the speculators have given them, giving them that $40 premium here. That's money in their pocket, but it's money they know they don't deserve.
So, Michael Greenberger, there is, of course, a tremendous political subtext here. Where if Boehner is saying this is our best issue to beat the president up on, and Romney is jumping on the bandwagon, criticizing the president for our problems with the price of oil and the availability of oil, and when in fact we all know what's really, or at least 40% of the problem is self-generated, a self-inflicted wound from oil speculation on Wall Street, where they trade paper barrels back and forth, and the Saudi oil minister just only a week ago said that the price of oil has no bearing on rationality and reality. There's an oversupply.
There's two ways about it. I think one of the hidden subtexts of the president's speech today that could promise not only the fact that he's on the right side of this issue, but afford the nation actual relief, is he has now, for the third time, called upon the Attorney General to investigate market manipulation, which can be done. He's asked for higher penalties, but you can put people in jail under existing law. He's asked for 10 years. You can put him in jail for 6 years right now. And the Attorney General, for one reason or another, has just been reluctant to move on this investigation. Ironically, unlike Attorney General Ashcroft in 2001, 2002, who assembled a really powerful investigative task force to go after Enron, this attorney general has been shockingly passive. And I think the fact that the president had him at his side and the two market experts at his side today, the chairman of the CFTC and the chairman of the FTC, may have been an internal message to his own administration to get moving on this issue. There's no doubt in my mind that if the attorney general called in the FBI, had subpoenas issued, interviewed market participants, that the speculators would see that this is not a slap on the wrist issue, this is spending time in prison issue, and I feel, and many of my colleagues feel, the price of oil would go down right away. The problem right now is, and I think the president realizes this, that investigation that he first called for in April of 2011 is something of a joke in Washington. And so I think seeing Attorney General Holder, Chairman Gensler, and Leibowitz there, that may have been the most important thing that happened today. That's not something that the media has picked up on. But for those of us who know the laxity of that investigation, we are all hoping this is Obama's way of making it clear that he has now three times asked for this investigation, and the investigation had better get started in a serious fashion. And that could bring relief within a matter of months.
Well, he does have that sort of political sword of Damocles hanging over him, doesn't he, the president, that if gasoline gets to, apparently his political advisors have told him that if gas gets to $5 a gallon, his re-election bid is out the window.
And there's no two ways about that.
And in front of Holder, he said he wants to put more cops on the beat and raise the minimum fine to $10 million from $1 million for violations. I mean, it's the big banks that are doing this, right, through the Goldman Sachs Index. I mean, that's the
part. It's the Goldman Sachs Index, the Morgan Stanley Index, that's taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in bets. And those two banks are offsetting the betting in their casino by going into the futures market, laying off their, hedging their exposure to those bets by buying, as you said, paper oil that's in 10 times in excess of the world supply. And they trade these contracts back and forth so no one ever has to deliver on oil that isn't there, but it sends a false demand signal. And there's no question about it. The president has real exposure here if oil goes up to around $5, which is not out of the question. And really, to protect himself, he's got to get his own administration moving. Maybe it will help, as it has helped on some of these other issues like the Buffett rule, to at least lay down a marker for the election where he would go as opposed to the Republicans. But I think he really, if he could bring the price of oil down by a dollar, and I think that's not far-fetched if there were a serious investigation here, it would enable him, I think, to sort of get through the reelection with a lot of ease and possibly even return the House to Democratic control.
So do you think Michael Greenberger, again, the former director of the Division of Trading and Markets at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, do you think that at some point this Wall Street casino led by Goldman Sachs that's driving up the price of oil and has been doing for some time, at what point will they start selling short then? I mean, it doesn't take much to reverse the trajectory, does it?
No, not at all. And you will recall that in July of 2008, I think you and I met and talked about this that month. Well, when it was at 147, Goldman was telling all its bettors it was going to go to 150 by, it was going to go to 200 by December 31st, 2008, and the price was at 30 at December 31st, 2008. It went from 147 to 30 in 6 months. So, yeah, there will be a dip here, and a lot of people will be caught off guard. The question is, when is that going to happen? If we go up to a world record high that brings gas up in the neighborhood of $5, but it doesn't dip until after the election, that is not going to be good for the president.
So you'd think that Holder would understand that. Do you have any idea of why he's been so truculent on, on?
Well, let me just say, I don't know whether it's truculent or some other dysfunction there, but this is consistent with a lot that's going on in the Justice Department. We have not had one indictment on the subprime mortgage meltdown. The president, in his State of the Union message, called for a mortgage fraud task force. Same thing, interagency task force. There's a lot being written about what happened to that task force. When MF Global failed in October, $1.6 billion of customer funds has gone missing. The Justice Department has again indicated that this is morally reprehensible conduct, but they can't see the criminal violation. This is stolen customer funds that the department is standing down on. There's not been an indictment on the BP oil spill situation. So this failure to act like a prosecutor, what we expect from a prosecutor, on important public issues, this is not an isolated event. This is a Justice Department that has been shockingly passive and to the president's detriment and to the Democratic Party's detriment, and opens up arguments to the Republicans and Governor Romney that would not be available. If you put a couple of people in prison for subprime mortgage fraud, for the BP oil spill, for this gas price inquiry, for stealing customer funds, that's the ultimate lesson to Wall Street, and it's the kind of lesson the American people hunger for right now. They know bad things are happening and people are going unpunished, not only going unpunished, but taking home record bonuses.
Well, I thank you so much. I'm afraid to run out of time.
Okay.
But I thank you so much, Professor Michael Greenberger, again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Again, the former director of the Division of Trading and Markets at the Commodities Future Trading Commission. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking about what was really said or discussed at the recent Summit of the Americas in Colombia that's been overshadowed by this bogus Secret Service scandal.
Get from out the road when he get dough, it's horrible. Time is money, spend, wait, save, invest, affects. The 10K, so cave a chicken chest, S. Yes, y'all, a double get your trickles. The best ballers pitch in and rub to get a nickels. But tut tut, he bout to change the price again. And go up each time, he blow up like hydrogen. Villain here, albums thrilling in fear. And won't stop top billing till he a gazillionaire. Took a Jehovah money for Arabic Torah. Charged in advance, translated and ignored us, sorta.